The process for booking an actor on a TV show is relatively easy. The challenge many actors face is getting the answer to, how do I go about it? Although you've heard being at the right place at the right time is key, did you know that there are things that you can do to get seen for a TV show? There really are steps you can take to put yourself in the best position for consideration. In this episode, I will spell out the ways you can make the dream of being on a TV show closer to reality. In fact, it may be closer than you think. All happening right now on the podcast video or patio called Casting Actors Cast, the podcast for actors from a casting director.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. Casting director with McCorkle Casting in New York. I've been casting for about 12 years now, and I'm excited that you're here today for this patio, this podcast video. I hope you're doing well. I'm doing really well, and I invite you to check us out at the website, castingactorscast.com. Also, my email address, castingactorscast@gmail.com. Now, if you go to the website, you can fill out a form that says Dive into the Talent Pool, and there you're going to find some freebies, some absolutely 100% free stuff that will hopefully keep you inspired and keep you coming back to Casting Actors Cast. The first is a book on doing voice acting, voiceover work, called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. It's a book I wrote a handful of years ago, and it is still very relevant today. I think you're going to find it really useful. Additionally, there is a free video called Casting Director Secrets, What They Don't Want You to Know. I thought that was kind of a catchy title. Guess what? I'm going to tell you in this 20-minute free video, all you need to do is fill out that form. It gives me your name and your email address. That's it. By the way, I don't spam you. I don't abuse the privilege of you getting on the email list. When you fill out that form that says Dive into the Talent Pool, you are just getting these freebies, and hopefully you'll be coming back for more. That's all. So there's that. Then there's, listen, hey, I'm evaluating your self-tape on the air, live on Casting Actors Cast. All you need to do, if you have a video audition, a self-tape that you want to submit to me, all you have to do is agree that I get to put it on the air, then I'm happy to do that. All you have to do is send me the link, and you send the link to castingactorscast@gmail.com. By the way, the link is also a really, really great place that you can send whatever questions you might have. You can send, you know, ideas for shows. You can, like I said, ask questions. You can make comments, anything that you would want. And that's at castingactorscast@gmail.com. And then finally, this is my shout out to my friends at Actors Connection. Actors Connection continues to be the cool place to go if you want online classes, intensive, really great programs that are available for actors, taught by industry professionals. We're talking agents, managers, casting directors. That's all there just for you. Going to actorsconnection.com/New York. All right, so let's talk a little bit about this subject, getting cast in a TV show. You know, one of the things I have to say I find so gratifying about doing this patio, these podcast videos, is that I hear back from actors who have tried some of these concepts that I've been sharing, whether they're in class or whether they've been through the podcast. And I got a couple of letters just recently, and I didn't get their permission to use their name, so I'm not going to. But both of them said that as a result of paying attention to the things that I've been saying to them, and I'm not taking credit for it, they did it on their own, but they have gotten audition opportunities for television projects. We're talking series regular auditions. And that's so gratifying. That's just so exciting. So I was thinking about that. You know, I know that there are no like quick fixes or magic bullets to make this happen. But I have received feedback from actors who've actually gotten these opportunities. And so what I did is I put together 10 steps to increase your chances of getting a role on a TV show. So all I'm suggesting is that you write these down, or by the way, you can go to the website. You're going to find the show notes called Jeff's Jots, and you'll actually get these 10 steps in a free PDF by simply filling out that form that says dive into the talent pool. But if you follow these 10 steps to increase your chances of getting a role on a TV show, I believe very strongly you're going to get that much closer to those opportunities showing up in your life. I really do. So let's take a look at these 10 steps. Now, if you're driving, I don't want you to stop. I don't want you to look down and start writing these down while you're driving, please. Exercise, you know, caution. This podcast is available for you to listen anytime you want. And in fact, this might be one of those podcasts that you want to go back to. So please just chill. I don't want anyone getting in trouble by listening to me talking about these. But it is kind of exciting because I think this is, you know, taking an idea and putting it into action is what we're talking about. All right. Enough of the pitch, right? Let's just talk about these 10 steps. Number one, decide which show is right for you, whether it be in the acting style, the way the show looks, whether the overall style of the show, or maybe there are roles that are similar to what you are in. You just simply need to make a list of those shows that you are responding to. Those shows that you say to yourself, you know what? I could be in that show. I see myself in that project. Make that a list item. Write that down. That's all. That's the first step. All you need to do is just make a list. Number two, make sure that your marketing materials are up to date. Are you ready to take it to the next level and be there to audition for a television project? That means, how's your picture and resume situation? Do you need new pictures? Now's the time. How about that resume? Even though you might not have a lot of television credits or none at all, that's not the important thing. The important thing is that you have up-to-date information about what you've been doing and what your training has been about over the past year, for example. Have you taken classes in film and television acting? Great. Have you worked with people in the industry that are working on film and television projects? Great. If not, then it's okay. You just might need to take a little bit more of a step back. One step back, two steps forward, but you need to make sure absolutely that your marketing materials, your picture, your resume, anything else that you're sending out there, your website, any of your social media accounts, that they're fresh, they're up to date, and they are ready to be, perused. All right, so that's step number two. Step number three, once you've made that list of those television shows, now you need to go to IMDb and research the casting director for the pilot and the casting director for the series of the production that you like. Okay, let me kind of explain this a little bit. Sometimes casting directors are hired just to cast the pilot. The pilot infers that you're casting the main characters that are going to be seen throughout the entire season. At that point, many times, not always, but many times, another casting director is brought in to cast the projects after the pilot. In other words, those day players, those incidental characters, those characters with an arc. In other words, the weekly or the episode-to-episode casting is done by another casting director. So you need to understand those casting directors that cast just the leads for the pilot, and maybe another casting director came in after that. Find out who those people are. And when I'm saying finding out, I'm not just talking about the name. Research their address. Find out their email address. Are they members of Casting Society of America? Find that out. Get as much information as you can. Google their name. Maybe they're doing workshops. Maybe they're doing seminars. Maybe there's a way in which you can make contact with those folks right away. I'll take a little bit more time on this in a moment. All right, step number four. Make contact with a rep who has booked someone on the show that you like. I know, sounds a little weird, sounds a little kind of, you're not stalking. At least I hope you're not. So if you know some of the talent on the show, and you know that because you can go to IMDb and you can figure out who is on the cast, and maybe you identify with some of those characters, you can also find out which of those characters are being represented by which agencies or which management company. Agents and managers that handle talent, that's something that you can do some research on. That is something you can find out. It takes a little bit of work, but here's the thing. If you make contact with an agent who has gotten somebody on that show, that becomes a really amazing reason for you to think about making contact with that agent because they've had that success. And so it's really possible for you to do some research and then find out how to make contact with that agent. Maybe that agent's teaching a class. Maybe you would send a letter to that agent. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. But number five, make contact with that casting director of the show with a fan note. What I call a fan note is not necessarily putting the fact that you're an actor and you would love to be on their show out there as the first way to make contact. I suggest, honestly, that you just do a fan letter. Why do you like the show? What about their casting work do you really, really like? It's not a terrible manipulative thing, if you're being truthful, to gush about some work that you've been thrilled to watch. And so making contact with that casting director, simply writing them a note. Now, it can be a snail mail letter. It can also be an email. Again, a little research on your part. I mean, after all, we're talking about you making inroads to getting on that show. So, you know, a little research, a little time spent is going to be well worth it, I can assure you. But when you make contact with that casting director, letting them know how much of a fan you are of their work, and you've got to be specific about that. When you do that, it's really okay for you to also say that you are an actor and you would love to have an opportunity one day to be considered for something in that show. That's cool. That's okay. It's not going to automatically get you an audition. I know that. But as I said in many As I've said in many past podcasts, wow, getting a little tired today, then I think that it is really okay for you to be specific, to let that person know what you think, and to certainly make it clear that you have honorable intentions, but would love to one day be considered for the show. Number six, continue the contact process when you have something to say. For example, when you've made contact with that agent, for example, perhaps you can say, I understand you're going to be doing a class. I'd love to know a little bit more about it. Or I would love to find out where you're teaching. I would love for you to see my work. Or you could say, listen, here's my picture and resume. Is there any way that I could perhaps have 10 minutes of your time so that I could ask you a few questions about this show that I'm really interested in being considered for? You could write that casting director and say, you know, I've made contact with this agent, and I'm wondering if they're an agent that you would recommend for me. I know you don't know my work, but perhaps because I know you now, because I've written to you and maybe you've acknowledged that, maybe there's a way you can slowly, carefully grow a relationship. Now, again, I want to be really careful here. I'm not talking about trying to manipulate and sleaze your way into a casting director's office. That's not what I'm talking about. And I can smell that really easily when I've been approached in that way. It's just, to me, it's if you keep yourself, and this is number 7, if you're always in a professional mindset, then you're going to be in good shape. If it seems like there's a sneaky way of kind of getting around and doing this, it's just not going to be useful. It's not going to be helpful. People can really smell that, if you know what I mean. So just simply always be professional. And then you're going to find that the filter of professionalism will give you more access over time. Okay, somebody write that down, because that just came out of my mouth and I thought that was really, really brilliant. All right, number 8. I suggest that you take a class with a casting director who's casting television pilots, or perhaps casting that TV show that you're interested in doing. Now, it's a new world. Many casting directors love to teach classes in acting for a TV pilot, or teaches in techniques for auditioning for a film. There are all kinds of specific classes that you can take that should be considered. And when you do that research, and because there's distance learning now, there is a way that you can make contact, and taking a class from a casting director who's currently casting, there's no better way for you to get closer to that objective. Now, taking a class, and this is important, is not a guarantee that they're going to hire you. But you know what? Even if they don't hire you, you're at least putting your money into developing a skill set that will serve you long after the class is over. And so that's an investment. And even though that casting director just might not bring you in because they might not have something for you right now, you've still made an investment in yourself so that your confidence is better and so that you can approach the work in a professional way. And so taking a class with a casting director or with an agent that's teaching that has also some kind of connection to that show or even just television pilots in general, that becomes a really good strategy. So number 9 is it's simply a matter of maintaining interest and communicate with a casting director that you've worked with in the class, or if the casting director has written you back, or you see an article about them, or you do some research about them and you make a comment with them. In other words, if you can maintain some level of professional communication, then you're making a really smart move, but it's also a professional way of keeping your name there and keeping yourself available should the opportunity arise. And number 10, finally, it's important that you read current entertainment news for information on the show or shows that you're interested in. Keep looking for updates on those shows. Keep looking for ways in which you can get and continue to get excited about those projects that you know you are right for. You know that you would be an asset to have. And if you're insecure about that, if this is not the time, then go back through those steps. Make sure everything is in place and approach it slowly. After all, I think that these ideas are really, really great. I do. I believe them. But I didn't give a time frame for these ideas, right? It might take you a little bit more time than somebody else who might be in a better place in terms of their education or maybe their credits on their resume. But nevertheless, following these steps, you're going to find it much, much easier for you to move into that place when the opportunity presents itself. Now, clearly, there is no magic trick to you getting cast. There really isn't. But as a talented professional, when you educate yourself, and when you educate yourself on all of the players being the casting director, the producers, the talent reps, the industry insiders, you will have put yourself in the right place at the right time when the opportunity presents itself. Remember, it is when preparation meets opportunity that greatly minimizes the distance between you and your show. Of course, you have to be ready with your acting talent so you can make the right impression should you get asked to audition. But you know what? That's on you. Are you going to be ready? Before you begin, you must feel confident and you must feel ready before you take these 10 steps. But you've now just been given a really excellent strategy for getting on a television show. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and this is Casting Actors Cast. Come on back. I hope to see you next time.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.